VWA. How you doing, Tom?
Well, pretty good. I'm a bit tired and lethargic, old, aching, and et cetera, et cetera. But overall, doing pretty good, Steve. How's your day?
Well, I didn't want to, but I wound up working pretty much all day. I got a little plumbing problem down at my building. I got to go back down there in the morning and meet the plumber down there. It's always something. Just another day.
On your place or at another place?
Well, I live in Inman, and my office building is down in, it's on Batesville Road right there behind Michelin.
Well, good luck on that. Bernice and I are just headed down to the granddaughter's. She picked up groceries for us today, and Bernice has got her some beautiful roses here that she growed. And I got to drop off a set of good test leads. My son-in-law had a, oh, they look like something you get from Harbor Freight leads plugged into a fluke meter. That's disgraceful. And so I made him some. He's got a set of probes that are flukes that I give him. And so I made him a set with alligator clips on it, insulated alligator clips. Make it easier for him to do, you know, just routine things.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yep. Well, so, hey, how did you ever do with your ear the other day? I never did hear.
In there, if anyone wants to get in. Well, Steve done fine. I went to the doctor, and she gave me some ear drops. Started to say eye drops. Ear drops. And scolding for using a set of appliances on my ear when I ditched. And it's doing real good. I still got quite a bit of tinnitus in that ear, but I don't think it was from that, because I didn't hit the eardrum, but I did scratch the ear canal with a bobby pin. And I usually use a Q-tip and some, they call it sweet oil for ears. And that night it was itching terribly bad, and she said it is terribly dry. But it's doing fine.
Well, good. I'm glad it's nothing serious. Well, listen, me and my bride are going to do something very novel tonight. We're going to go get some Mexican and actually eat it inside.
That's great. They are practicing social distancing and really, really sanitizing things good. So I don't envy the Mexican, but some of it's good, though. Bernice makes a mean taco and what is that other thing? Burrito. But that's about the extent of our Mexican cuisine, shall we say.
So, I know what you mean. Well, did you hear somebody trying to break in? Because I do get kind of quick on the trigger.
I mentioned it because you was being extra quick on the trigger tonight. We're all guilty of that. Those things happen. Well, it's 64 degrees out here. And I haven't been on the repeater today. I haven't been anywhere to get on the repeater. I worked on a light. I had a yard light that went bad, a motion one. And I was curious, and I tried to look over the circuit board, but it's all surface mount. And I can't do anything with that stuff. And so I got curious about the voltage on those lights. There's two separate lights on it. And I took them apart, and lo and behold, they added strings of LEDs in there, and they were 120-volt ACs. So I took the circuit board and the guts out and the infrared detector out, put the lights back on it, and wired it up, put it up above my workbench, and put a pull chain socket on it, and boy, them suckers are bright.
Did you just a MacGyver. I'll tell you what. Well, that's good. Matter of fact, I didn't want to run power down to my garden, and I found some of those motion-sensored LED solar lights. And we got them down in the garden to keep the deer and the rabbits out now, and I think it's sort of semi-working.
A little scratchy there on that, but not bad. Well, I had a rabbit problem up until the day before yesterday. And I tried catching him in a have-a-heart trap, no joy. So I tried two have-a-heart traps, no joy. And so I tried more or less a Model 14 Combat Masterpiece with some of those quiet 22s in it. Lo and behold, it worked.
Well, there you go. Yep, the terminal solution. Well, listen, I enjoyed talking to you. We're just about to pull in down here at our destination, and you guys have a good evening. Take care of yourselves, and I'll talk to you soon, bud. KN4BWA. I'll be clear after your final.
Okay, Steve, you guys enjoy it. That's great. People are getting out now. I hope it works. I had three squirrels this morning that were going to make a meal out of my coaxial cable out back near my junction. And they also were unsuccessful, shall we say. Those little suckers can really do some damage. But I think they took a sabbatical to that great squirrel heaven in the sky. 73, Steve, 10-4 VWA, and 0 TR.